Thank you, Mr. Vice President, ladies and gentlemen. It is important for the Estonian government to ensure that members of the society have possibilities to be engaged to the political decision making. Last year, Estonian Parliament amended our constitution, and Estonia is now among one of the few countries where voting age was lowered to 16 in local elections. We are currently discussing the possibilities to grant prisoners the right to participate in elections. To address the concerns of the Netherlands and Privacy International on data protection and e-voting, during last elections in 2015, more than 30% of voters trusted our electronic voting system. It is important to have secure and effective data protection measures for that. E-voting systems and all other governmental e-systems are continuously monitored and developed to secure the rights to privacy. The integrity, availability, and confidentiality of the personal data processing and in governmental information systems is protected by implementing organizational, physical, and technological security measures by controllers and authorized processors. Legal remedies are provided for individuals in case of personal data breach, rights of data subjects to demand termination of processing of personal data, or right of recourse to data protection in inspectorate or courts. Estonia has been one of the most active advocates on the subject of cybersecurity. In recent years, we have been the initiators and developers of a number of key cybersecurity related initiatives. Estonia also uses technological solutions to ensure that its systems provide the necessary security to guarantee that data stored by institutions is protected. The Data Protection Inspectorate is an independent public supervisor, and within last year, 152 inspections were made by the inspectorate, with the result of 86 injunctions, and 550 complaints were processed and solved. Only 9 misdemeanor actions were launched, and finally, 8 punishable fines were ordered by the inspectorate. In order to provide even higher level of protection of personal data in relation to telecommunication data retention, Estonia has concluded an in-depth analysis involving evaluation of both legal and practical aspects of existing legislation. We are planning to provide for better distinction between different solutions and situations where retained data may be used, narrowing scope and laying down more tailored-made provisions for different areas, such as criminal procedure, prevention of serious crime, and national security. Retained telecommunication data is used for prevention of serious crime and threats to national security, and it is often of crucial importance to locate the victims of serious crime and establish the links between victim and possible perpetrators. Under Estonian Constitution, everybody, including prisoners, have the right for judicial review in case of breach of their rights. To ensure that right, judicial system has been developed a lot in recent years. The average time of proceedings is diminished within last 3 years, and it is now 108 days in civil matters, 34 days in criminal matters, and 134 days in administrative matters. Judiciary is constantly trained and on case law of the European Court of Human Rights. Specialized judges are dealing with cases on involuntary hospitalization of persons with mental or psychological illnesses. Involuntary hospitalization is only allowed by a court order, and a person is entitled to a right to be heard by a judge before ordering a judgment. Last year, new provisions of the State Liability Act were adopted to ensure compensation for too long criminal procedures. We are currently drafting the same kind of provisions for the civil and administrative procedure. Thank you.